Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jessica from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
I'm gonna tell another story. I'm gonna live another life. Gotta wake up early in the morning. Get the kids to school by night.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Dan O'Donnell in for John Schaefer. Josh Rouse is regularly called a songwriter's songwriter, which is music magazine speak for really good at writing songs. So when I talked to Josh recently, I was really keen to hear the secret to writing great stuff. Here is how Josh Rouse, songwriter's songwriter, came up with the title to his brand new record, The Embers of Time.
Something I wrote down in a notebook years ago. And I think I saw on tour one time, I think it was like an Elks Lodge or something like that, and it said the embers on it. And I thought, oh, that the light looked good in the window. So I thought, oh, that's a good name.
I guess I haven't been spending enough time at my local Elks Lodge. Though I suspect Josh wasn't being totally forward with me. Here's what I think his actual secret is. You know that adage, write what you know? Well, Rouse never stops moving. For better or worse, perpetual motion is what Josh Rouse knows. It's certainly what he writes. He was born in Nebraska, raised in a military family, and bounced all around the country growing up. In his late teens, he landed in Nashville, where he started writing songs about home. Wherever home was. There were songs about Nebraska.
You are so cold. I can't touch you where you are. It used to dressed up like Nebraska. It's day.
Songs about Nashville.
Maybe someplace nice. Out in the street. City lights above. It's the nighttime, baby. Don't let go of my love.
Songs about the year he was born.
She was feeling 1972. Grooving to a Carole King tune. Is it too late, baby? Is it too late?
All that moving takes a toll. Josh's new record, The Embers of Time, is a document to both roving and aging.
I started doing Gestalt therapy, and it was good. You know, my wife said you should really go talk to somebody. You're getting on my nerves. So I went, and she said you're emotionally illiterate.
Well, at least she didn't call you a Peter Pan.
Yeah, No, but it is a good thing for getting. That's kind of my job, really, is expressing things that maybe other people feel, but they don't talk about, or you know, something that people can relate to. You know. Feelings.
We're going through the changes, hoping for replacement till we find a way out of this hole.
A lot of musicians will say, though, that the songwriting process for them is sort of their therapy. And
right.
Was it at all sort of a shock to you that wasn't getting all of the poison out?
It was, but I felt like, you know, I had kind of hit, I wouldn't call it writer's block, but, you know, you make so many records and it's like, okay, what am I going to sing about? And some of my heroes are, you know, like John Lennon or, you know, the big ones, John Lennon or Bob Dylan. I started listening to their midlife records, I guess. Well, John only made it to midlife, but they were inspiration for dealing with being an artist in midlife and having a lot of records and thinking, oh, wow, no one's paying attention anymore. And that can be tough to deal with sometimes.
Of course.
I'm in the third, you know, the four stages of a musical career or entertainment career. Who the hell is Josh Rouse? Get me Josh Rouse. Now I'm in the third stage. Get me Josh Rouse, but younger. And then, who the hell is Josh Rouse? It's kind of sad, but it's
then you have to have comebacks 1 through 4.
Right.
Reunion tour, Josh Rouse reunion tour.
Yeah.
Getting back together with himself.
Yeah. That's good. I'm going to use that. I'm getting back together with myself.
Well, this is Josh Rouse, accompanied by himself.
Okay.
Playing live at WNYC.
Some days I'm golden all night. Take 23. Some days I'm golden, other days I'm bad. All depends on the weather and how many drinks I've had. But I keep on moving, baby, I can't slow down. Last few years it's been a struggle. Get along and hang around. Now the city is fast asleep. I'll go walk those dirty streets all night. I'm getting older. Sorry for these shoes. I lean heavy on ambition, and I mostly feel abused. But some days I'm golden, other days I'm bad. It all depends on my wallet and the lucky streak I've had. Now the city is fast asleep. I'll go walk those disco streets all night. Mm-hmm. Now is the right time to set things straight. I'm not ready for an upstart. I'm too proud to make a change. But some days I'm golden. Some days I'm golden. Some days I'm golden.
Good.
Josh has slowed down a little bit. He's been living in Valencia, Spain for the last decade and has 2 kids. He says the weather's nice, if you can believe that. So are the people, mostly.
I did some songs in Spanish a few years back, and they didn't like that. They want me to be American, and they want me to sing in English. The reviews were pretty bad. But...
pick any fights with my Spanish contemporaries over there. I loved the record. I loved El Turista.
Oh, thanks. I think the Spanish are finally starting to come around to it. When I do play a few of the songs live, they get a great reaction. They've had a few beers and they've loosened up a little bit. But I think it's part of being, you know, when a woman sings in another language, you know, like a French woman sings in English or something, you know, it comes off as sexy. Sometimes when a man does it, sometimes it sounds clumsy a bit.
And maybe Josh is just thinking too hard.
This one's called Too Many Things on My Mind. Taking care of loved ones, hanging out with friends, some big ideas going through their heads now. Got drunk on Tuesday, no sleep at night. Too many things on my mind. Too many things, mama, on my mind. All right. Can we recover what's been lost? So many people living in a box. Turn off your TV and stay offline. Too many things on my mind. Too many things on my mind. 100 years ago, life was more simple then than it is now. I need some healthy bone so I can keep a feet above the taking care of loved ones, hanging out with friends. Got no idea what goes on within. So many questions, so little time. Too many things on my mind. Too many things on my mind. Too many.
One of my favorite tracks off of Josh Rouse's new album, The Embers of Time, is called New Young, which is either about babies or about Neil Young. Or maybe about babies and Neil Young?
We bought a new child seat that said New Young on the bottom of it, and then a couple nights later we were watching Neil Young on the BBC in 70, and the performance is just riveting. It's incredible. And I said to my wife, she was like, God, that's so good. And I said, I know, you never see people that good anymore perform that well on television with the nerves and everything. And so all those things kind of came together, and I named the song New Young, which is a bit of a play on words. And the song actually kind of, you know, with the harmonica, it definitely sounds like Neil Young.
This one's called New Young. Preparation for life in a small town. Now there's a few things I know. Getting rid of the township with my family. Say goodbye to rock and roll. Show me all the traps I'll take on. I've been drawing maps and making plans to move out to the country. Northern California's night, driven through the Minutemen, playing shows. Thought about my ways and means, my father down in New Orleans, where to go. Show me all the traps, I'll take them. I've been drawing maps and making plans to move out to the country. Thinking
take it. Shoot me straight and I'll get turned around. Let's move out to the country. Neil Young last night, roll out of bed and rub my eyes. I'll never be that good, you know. I'll never be that good, you know.
Are you saying Neil Young at the end of that song, or are
I
you
am.
Saying New Young? And have you heard if Jimmy Fallon has any plans on impersonating you? Sitting up there on a stool next to you in performance anytime soon.
That's a good – we actually, for a video, we thought of like taking that 70s performance and like, you know, photoshopping my face in there and Neil Young's, but no one's done it yet.
Well, Josh Rouse, there are many people who do feel that you are that good, and thank you so much for joining us here on Soundcheck, and best of luck with the new record and the tour.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you want to see Josh Rouse in person, catch him on stage at Home in Valencia, Spain this spring, before he's back here in New York at Le Poisson Rouge on June 13. It's a great show. A real songwriter, that Rouse. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Soundcheck. I'm Dan O'Donnell, and John Schaefer is due back any moment, so I'm going to get out of his chair. Bye.
Looking back. Western boy.